And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 7th of March, 2016. It's the birthday of the songwriter Townes Van Zandt, born 1944 into a wealthy oil family in Texas, died in 1997 at the age of 53. 1994, on this day, the Supreme Court ruled that parody can be protected by the Fair Use Clause of the Copyright Act of 1976. 1857, on this day, the National Association of Baseball Players met in New York, and they decided that a baseball game should be made up of 9 innings instead of 21 runs. It's the anniversary of the Civil Rights March from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, 1965. 600 civil rights activists left Selma to march 54 miles to the state capitol. They only got 6 blocks before state and local lawmen attacked them with dogs and billy clubs and tear gas. They made it to Montgomery 2 weeks later, and by the time they got there, they were 25,000 strong. 1923, on this day, Robert Frost's poem Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening was published, the poem that he called his best bid for remembrance. Frost originally claimed that he wrote it all at once, but an early draft of the poem shows that it was reworked several times. He said the poem was about a December night when he drove a wagon to town with some produce from his farm to sell so he could buy Christmas gifts for his family. He couldn't sell a single thing. Evening came. It started to snow, and he had to head back home. He was almost home when he was overwhelmed by a feeling of shame, and the horse stopped, and Frost sat in the wagon, and he wept like a baby, he said. Eventually, the horse jingled its bells, and Frost pulled himself together, and he headed back home to his family. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, Music at My Mother's Funeral. During the weeks when we all believed my mother was likely to die, she began to plan her funeral, and she wanted us, her children, to consider the music we would play there. We remembered the soundtrack of my mother's life, the years when she swept the floors to the sound of an 8-track cassette called Feelings, the Christmas when she bought a Bing Crosby album about a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. She got Stravinsky's Rite of Spring stuck in the tape deck of her car, and for months each errand was accompanied by some kind of dramatic movement. After my brother was born, there was a period during which she wore a muumuu and devoted herself to King Sonny Ade and his African beats. She ironed and wept to Evita, painted to Italian opera. Then, older and heavier, she refused to fasten her seatbelt, and there was the music of an automated bell going off every few minutes, which annoyed the rest of us, but did not seem to matter to my mother, who ignored its relentless disapproval, its insistence that someone was unsafe. A poem by Faith Sheeran, Music at My Mother's Funeral, from Orpheus Turning, published by the Broadkill River Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, offering tech services for small businesses like PC setup and repair. Some tasks completed by the next day. Staples.com/tech services. Staples, make more happen. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.